I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
If you and I are like-minded, then I am going to give you the best follow on Instagram, the highest recommendation right here, right now. It's changed my life the last 10 days.
At the Abby Murphy?
That's not it. although you do a good job. You do a very good job.
Thank you. I was about to say, streets are saying I am a pretty high-quality follow.
You are.
At I'm Mo Mitch?
No, not that one. No. Although, I tell you what, the way you guys have stepped up on the podcast, those videos, they're smoking.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
At Chris Kling?
Nah.
You post about your kid too much.
Oh, but did you see the photo I posted yesterday? His last day of school picture.
Yes, it's so cute. He really is the most photogenic kid.
He is very cute.
I actually did think about you yesterday as a sidebar going like, I am so out of content. But Kristen, she posts Jimmy every day.
Yes.
But people are going to be like, if I post the same thing every day, people are going to rebel.
No, is that the only reason why you're dating your new girlfriend, Amanda? Because she's got a really cute kid that you can post.
Well, and we haven't really been posting him a lot. So, yeah, he's useless.
Yes.
So here's what I have been doing. And I have never done this with anybody else before in my life except my own family. I wake up in the morning and the first thing I do now, and I don't really check my phone when I wake up. They say it's the worst thing to do. First thing I do now when I get up in the morning is I check at @sailing_with_phoenix. It is such an interesting watch. Let him tell you exactly what he's all about.
My name is Oliver, and in 10 days, I'm going to cross the Pacific Ocean alone. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with a condition called Klippel-Feil syndrome. What it is a spinal disorder, so I've got a loose spine, and I do run the risk of going paralyzed from the neck down. And that reality kind of shook up my world. I became incredibly aware of my mortality, and I grew to absolutely despise my job and the corporate machine. I quit my job rather abruptly with the goal of sailing around the world with no plan. A week after quitting my job, I liquidated my 401k. 2 weeks after that, I purchased a sailboat. About a month after that, I started sailing without knowing how to sail. Fast forward a year, I've learned to sail, and I've done an extensive refit on my boat for the past 5 months. And now, in 10 days, we are crossing the Pacific Ocean. When I say we, I mean my cat and I. It's a crazy feeling. It's an absolutely crazy feeling.
He lost me at cat.
Yeah.
That cat didn't sign up for that.
That's a good point.
If you check it every day, though, that cat's so happy.
Okay.
And he's so happy because every now and then you'll check with him and he appears as though he's about to snap.
Really?
A little bit, right? Yeah. And the cat for him is like very soothing in some ways.
Oh, that's his Wilson. That's his volleyball, but it's actually alive.
Right? So this is him on his very first day now. So he's giving it all up. I mean, I think we've all thought about this at one point or another. Like, if money wasn't an issue and we really wanted to do with our life something that really, really got our juices flowing, what would we do? But we couldn't do it because of responsibilities. He's done it, and now he's in the boat on the first day.
This is day one of crossing the Pacific Ocean and sailing from Oregon to Hawaii. And I made it past the graveyard of the Pacific,
and this is my first time sailing outside of a river. And I'm going for Hawaii. So it should take me, it could take me anywhere between 20 to 30 days.
Oh, Jesus.
So feel free to follow the journey. There is nothing but open ocean and a beautiful sunset. I did it. Aww. I did it.
I am very excited for him. How is he posting this?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, like a Starlink. He's explained it. Starlink.
Okay.
Here's the great thing about this dude is that he's not an influencer. He's not very good at this.
Yeah.
So there are sometimes his videos are choppy, but he's so authentic.
Yeah.
And he's got nothing else to do on that boat except give us updates. And I have been watching. I watch all day long to see if he's posted something new, just to see if he's going to pull it off. And if he needs help, I want to swim out there and help him.
I will tell you, I know of one person that probably just followed them after hearing your recommendation for at Sailing with Phoenix. My mom, she has to give up running marathons because of her knees, because, you know, she's old. And so when she moves to Tampa in the next couple of months, she's taking up sailing, and that's going to be like her new hobby. Oh, wow. So I guarantee you she's going to be keeping up with this guy and trying to take some tips. So maybe she's going to leave her whole family and cross the Atlantic next. I don't know.
I would love to do something like this. Like, mm-hmm. I genuinely admire it. But at the same time, I just have a feeling if I were to try something like this, I would get to like maybe 48 hours and be like, yeah, I think I've had enough.
I'd be out of my mind. Right, I know I couldn't pull something like this off, and that's probably why I'm watching it. But just to be out in the ocean, nothing else around you, you're depending on yourself. He gets up every morning, he takes us through like his checklist of things, and he'll wake up and there are things on top of the boat that have been jacked up all night because he's downstairs and he is sleeping, right? Squaws come through, so you could see things falling all over the place, and there are other days that are very easy, and he's very philosophical. It's just been a great follow.
This is kind of what I talked about 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's not getting on a boat and being in the middle of the ocean for 24/7, but I'm seriously considering giving everything up, selling everything I have, and Renee and I hitting the road and traveling the country.
Yes, some of those campgrounds that you'll be staying in are way scarier than anything that he's doing. Okay.
No, they're not.
The music's not up over here, Tom. There you go.
He's doing it without a partner, too. I would need a partner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know he has his cat, but Abby, I need something that's going to talk back.
Put some respect on that cat.
I know, but I need to have a little conversation at some point.
I got to know the cat's name. Surely he shared the cat's name.
He did. But I don't remember it. I don't remember the cat's name.
I need to say a prayer for that cat later today.
He's a fascinating follow. I'm not exactly sure when he's going to make it to Hawaii. But also seeing how the weather changes around him and how he has to adjust every single day. It's a great follow.
I'm really worried about the cat. But here's the thing. It's smart to take a cat, not a dog. Because a dog sees water, dog will jump in. Cat sees water, cat's like, I'm not getting anywhere near
that
water.
Exactly, right?
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase